Good morning once again, 906 KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7. It is time for the Community Corner today. Craig Montana always joined in studio by some folks around the area, around the Renton, Washington County, doing some events for you to take part in, for you to enjoy. Everyone's always welcome to the events we talk about here on the Community Corner. And today we're going to do, again, a double dip episode. Two different events coming up this weekend. And up first, talking about an event that's happening just down the road, just down Highway 290. That's going to be the Chapel Hill Beer, Wine, and Music Festival. And we have with us today from that event, if you want to tell everybody good morning today.
Good morning, Craig. How are you, sir?
Just fine. And you are?
My name is John Wick. I'm the president of the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. I also own Cold Fox Brewery there in Chapel Hill.
All right. And, of course, Chapel Hill, they do events all throughout the year.
Right now, as far as the Chamber of Commerce, we do the 4th of July parade. We do the Teddy Bear Parade. This is the first time for us to do the beer, music, and wine event. And it's an effort to basically support the new and existing business, which is part of our charter there. And this is just one of the many ways that we could do this thing. And this is the first time for our beer, music, and wine. We want to keep it local to gauge public response and see what kind of feedback we'll get out of folks. The event's going to start at 12 noon and then run to 8 p.m. in the evening there right in Chapel Hill on Poplar Street.
All right, and you say local, what does that mean, just local?
Well, basically, we at this point in time, it's just going to be Cold Fox Brewery, Texas Star Winery, which is there in Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill Deli, Chapel Hill Sausage, Beaver's Kitchen, all of the businesses that are primarily local.
Anything
there to the area.
Anything you can find in Chapel Hill is what's going to be there.
Exactly, exactly.
Super, super local.
Yeah. The event's going to be free to all. Parking will be in the Masonic parking area off FM 2447. There will be a $5 fee to park. We ask that nobody park on the side streets to help traffic flow and kind of keep the locals in check so they don't get bent out of shape, people parking in the front yard. Handicap parking would be available for those that have a need. And also, we'd ask that no outside alcohol be brought in.
All right. Then of course, people will there be booths and tents set up out there?
Yeah, there's going to be, there on the Poplar Street lot, we're going to have a very large tent with chairs underneath it. And four of the large evaporative cooling fans are going to be there to help keep the heat down a little bit. Go. Those are being provided by Blue Bonnet Electric Company. And those folks always help us out with our events. We also want to recognize Revolution Printing for their support in helping make banners and get the word out. There's also going to be an area for people if they want to bring their own 10x10 canopies and set up their own little gig, if you will, underneath the trees, then we'll have some limited space available to do that as well.
All right. Then, of course, from
noon to 8.
Noon to 8.
And also the food trucks or vendors are going to be Chapel Hill Deli, Chapel Hill Sausage, Blackwood Educational Institute, Albert's Lemonade, whatever pops up, Popcorn People, the Thai Cowboy, which has been a lot of events here in the Brenham area. And besides beer and wine, there's also going to be plenty of water, Coke, soft drinks, lemonade, and things of that nature as well.
Yeah. And what's the focus is just kind of to highlight what you can find in Chapel Hill?
Right. Well, we looked at and talked to the hotel and occupancy tax people here in Washington County with regards to how could we further support ecotourism, if you will. And it was identified that August is kind of a slow month. And so we took the opportunity to go ahead and plant this event in August to help promote that effort and get heads in beds, if you will, mm-hmm. here in Washington County, and also to help highlight some of the things that we can offer in our little small community as well.
All right, and is this going to be, can people bring their pets with them as well to this event?
I know
it's
a good deal. I would prefer that people not bring their pets for the very simple reason that we've had some issues in the past where a big dog jumps on a little dog. Mm-hmm. And, we put on the festival, the Historical Society puts on the Scarecrow Festival and the Blue Bonnet Festival, and people are bringing their dogs quite often. But because it's going to be so hot, mm-hmm. you're going to need a place to water them, keep them in shade, and things of that nature. It is an 8-hour event if you're there all day. And then the other part of it is, too, is sometimes people don't clean up the mess.
Yeah, okay.
And that can become an issue. So it would be best, I think, if people left their pets at home for this one.
All right. And we were talking about it's a beer and wine festival. What kind of beers and wines are we going to be focusing on?
Cold Fox basically is going to have quite a variety of wine, beer, I'm sorry. We're going to have our Hurricane Rations American Lager, which is really the most popular out here. We're going to have an infused Kvik IPA, which is a Norwegian-style beer. It is basically a little bit more hoppier than most IPAs, but I think it's going to be very fresh in the way that we infuse the hops. We're going to have three different Berliner Weiss beers that are more fruit-oriented, plum, strawberry, peach, and our brewmaster is also working on something that's going to be very special. Techstar Winery has 18 different varieties of wines they offer, so they're going to have a summer white, sweet fruity wines, dry reds, and also wine slushies.
Wine slushies.
If you have not had a wine slushie, they are outstanding.
All right. Well, there we go. That's something to draw some interest right there. Yeah. Wine slushie. Why not?
Absolutely.
All right. Then, of course, the music end of it. What kind of music are we going to be?
The music we're going to be looking at is Aaron Lesh, who plays a lot in the venues here in the Brenham area and around Washington County. He's a guitar player extraordinaire. And he actually won the Guitar Center King of the Blues competition in 2007. If you haven't seen that online, go to YouTube and do Guitar Center King of the Blues, and there he'll be. Mm-hmm. And he just does an extraordinary job. He'll be going on at noon. And then at 2 p.m., Jeff Jacobs Band out of San Antonio will be coming on. And Jeff has played for several of the festivals there in the Chapel Hill area over the past few years, and they have a lot of original material. They're really a great band. And then about 4:30, the Black Cat Choir is going to go on. And typically, Black Cat Choir sells out in advance a lot of times, a lot of the places they play at. Kenny Store, Round Top, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. And these guys are fantastic. They really do a good job, and they're going to finish it off up to 8 o'clock. One thing I'd like to mention is that we're probably going to stop selling wine and beer at about 7 o'clock to give people a chance to kind of lay up and
clear their heads
and get ready for the drive back. And as always, we want to really stress, be responsible, have a designated driver. If you feel like you're impaired or you've got a problem, come to the Cold Fox booth or the Texas Star Winery booth. We will help you out. Please, please, please do not get over the top and get behind the wheel. That is just something that would really put a damper on this whole thing. It's also going to be very warm out, too, I'm sure. So in order to help keep that to a minimum, again, we're going to have the evaporative coolers. We're going to have a misting tent that Kate Creates is basically going to help us put up. And for those people that just need to cool down real fast, the Historical Society is going to have the Rock Store, the Providence Baptist Church, the library, and the museum open with the AC running for those that just need to step back and cool off a little bit. Hopefully, we won't have any issues. If you have a problem with heat already, we'd love to see you, but at the same time, we don't want to have an issue where, you know, EMS has to come out and cart you off because you've gotten overheated. If you feel like you're getting at that level, again, come to any one of the food vendors or come to the Cold Fox or the Texas Star Winery booth, and we will help you out. We'll make sure you get taken care of.
There we go. And you mentioned going to some of the shops we open. Bit of shopping while we're...
When you park at the Masonic lot, you'll walk out of the gate and walk right up Sycamore Street, right between the Rock Store and the Chapel Hill Bank. The Chapel Hill Bank, by the way, has been in continuous operation since, I believe, 1907, and is originally called the Farmers Bank. And if you've never been inside their lobby area there, that is like stepping back in history. It is really... Edward Smith has done a fantastic job in maintaining that building. Carol's Ice House, for those that want to have a bottled beverage as opposed to a craft beer, will be open. The Blue Bonnet House, the Antique Store, Cotton Pickens, Brazos Star, Beaver's Kitchen, Carol's Quilts, all of those businesses are going to be open. You'll be walking right past them going over the Poplar Street lot. And hopefully you might want to stop in. Maybe you might want to make a purchase. You know.
That's it. All right. It seems like that's a lot that we got in here. Anything else that we need to discuss?
Yes. If somebody wants more information about the Beer, Music, and Wine Festival, then go to our website at www.chapelhilltx.com. That's all one word. ChapelHillTX.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsors, Trace Toro's Whitetail Farm, Texas Star Winery, and Paragon Machine. If somebody else wanted to be a sponsor, there's still an opportunity to do so. And They can look at that up on our website, and it'll give the different categories, different levels of sponsorship, and we'd certainly appreciate it.
There we go. And, of course, it's going to be this Saturday, right, kind of the heart of Chapel Hill. Again, the time is going
to
be?
From noon to 8 p.m., and, again, it's going to be hot, so be ready for it. And we look forward to seeing everybody.
There you go. And the parking you said is going to be at the
Masonic Lodge on FM 2447. There will be directional parking sign arrows. Please follow them to the parking area. And like I said, please don't park on the side streets. It just causes congestion and problems.
There you go. So just go straight there off that
right.
Off of 1155.
Right. And the other thing is too is the money that's collected there at the Masonic Lot goes to their college scholarship fund. So all of the money they collect typically is awarded to local area kids for their college scholarships.
All right. Sounds good. And, of course, that's all going on this Saturday, a great event in Chapel Hill. Go out and enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thank you very much, Mr. Whitcomb, talking with us today.